This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The television voice, the Minnesota Twins, frequent guest of the show, Corey Provis, is kind enough to join us. He is in L.A. Game number two, Twins and Dodgers. You'll hear the radio call right here on CCOC. Corey and Trevor Plouffe on Twins TV. Corey, like all of our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We have talked music a number of times before. You may have heard the news about an hour ago, the news breaking that Ozzy Osbourne, at 76, has passed away. When Corey Provis thinks of Ozzy Osbourne, what comes to mind?
Crazy Train comes to mind. And I loved the TV show. I thought that TV show was
very
incredible,
fun.
Dramatic chaos, but I could not stop watching.
Yes.
I found that family so fascinating.
Right.
I found that life, and we got a glimpse of what it was like in that house. I just could not help but love that show. But yes, when I think of Ozzy Osbourne, I think of the music. I think of Black Sabbath. But yeah, there was a whole part of me, towards the back half of his life, that to me, and I'm sure there was a large chunk of the audience listening right now that remembers him more for the TV show than they do the incredible music that he made for so many decades.
Well, it was so early on in a show like that, Corey, that spawned then 10,000 more shows, but not as many, very few, had kind of that lasting effect. So I'm going to play kind of the producer-director, because one of his most famous and infamous moments is biting the head off a bat in 1982. Is it possible the open tonight with you and Trevor that you will bite the head off a bat to start off the telecast?
With my diet, I'm going to see if Trevor wants to do that. I don't know. Bats, is that white meat? I don't know. I'd have to do some research to see what kind of that would fit with my dietary restrictions. But if it's high in protein, then there may be something that we'll look into. Now, who traps or who cooks or who finds said bat, who's doing that part?
Who in the traveling party? You live this all the time. You lived it for 10-plus years. Who in the traveling party is most likely to procure the bat?
I think I'd be in the right place if I called Derek Falvey. And I say, hey, you cool if I ask Byron Buxton to go trap a bat right now? Do you think that would be okay?
No.
I think that might be the most prudent course of action. I mean,
yeah.
I could say Glenn Perkins because he's an outdoorsman. But I think Buck, because I think he could catch it. Even if it started flying away, he's got the speed. He can jump. He's got a chance.
Yeah.
you know, rabies and all that stuff. Who cares? I think Derek would be okay. That'd be a phone call. I was never planning on making that phone call.
No.
But if I have to, that would be where I would go first.
You were sitting there last night, Chavez Ravine, on a beautiful night, and in comes Shohei Ohtani. You've been calling games for a long time. You've been in Dodger Stadium, I don't know, considering your Brewers and Cubs and Twins days, that, what would you say, 50, 60, 70, 80 times, something like that? I'm watching that, and I've had a chance to be at games a lot of my life and watch it. There is something very unique about that man, that presence, that setting, that I just thoroughly enjoyed watching.
You know, historically, Dodger Stadium, because of traffic and where Dodger Stadium is, it's just a tough place to get to, and especially leave from, that it's notoriously a late-arriving crowd, that the place doesn't fill up until the fourth or fifth inning. When Ohtani starts, it's a different story. And they had a promotion, too. They were giving out, I think, replica World Series rings, so there were massive lines. But even if there wasn't a promotional giveaway, I think Ohtani starts, and knowing that everybody knew he's only pitched three innings. That wasn't like a secret. That get there soon, get in your seat, because you don't want to miss, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime show. I mean, this is not something that, forget generational, the game will never see this again. This is the most talented player to ever play the game of baseball.
I agree.
I think you can get in trouble for saying he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's the best. I would say he's the most talented. I think best is a whole separate category. I think that's really denying, you know, the excellence of guys like Mays and Aaron and Williams and Mantle and that group. But the most talented, I think, player that's ever played our game was on the mound last night. And, you know, that stat that we had, he's the third pitcher ever to give up a home run and hit a home run in the first inning. I mean, it's a pretty rare stat that we had for him early last night.
Yeah, you know, and he wasn't razor sharp. The Twins hit him hard. And even another thing that I loved about the call last night is, you know, normally a leadoff home run in one of 162, you're going to give some juice, but not that much. That moment last night with the Twins' best player, with the best center fielder in the American League, the Twins' signature player hitting that home run meant something unique, more excitement. And you called it, and then just for Ohtani, after Mookie's having, for his standard, a feeble year, for Ohtani then to hit that 440-foot bomb, I get it. It's such a grind. There's so many moments. But that inning, when you're going to think about the totality of this season, that's going to be right near the top of your list.
Yeah. I mean, I saw you got your money's worth in the first inning. And tickets aren't cheap, right? Especially at that ballpark when Ohtani starts. It's not cheap. But you, if you are a baseball fan, if you are a Twins fan, and there were plenty at Dodger Stadium last night, that's what you want to see. You got to see two incredible talents do their thing in the first inning, and I'm like, that's awesome, and that's great for the game. That to me enhances viewership, it enhances listeners, it enhances intrigue in the sport and into these players, because they deliver. And it wasn't so long ago on the homestand we had the Ryan Skeen start. You know, both went five innings, but it was okay. There was a lot of hype for it, and I was really hyped up for it. But did it deliver in terms of what we want? No, it didn't. It wasn't that. It was good, but it wasn't like, man, I was hoping we'd see, you know, seven shutout from both guys, strikeouts, maybe, you know, a run for the Twins, and that's how it would end. So we didn't get that, I think, looking back at that Ryan Skeens matchup. But last night, yeah, we got the matchup. We got the what we wanted to see. We got to see Ohtani throw hard. We got to see him hit the ball a million miles. And by the way, we got to see Byron Buxton continue to have what's been and was on pace to be by far the best season of his career.
This is Corey Provis. We're talking Twins baseball, back in action in L.A. against the Dodgers tonight. Watch on Twins TV. Listen here with Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins pregame at 8:30. So the ball club is now five games back of the wild card. There are five teams ahead of them. You know Derek Falvey professionally very well. We've watched reversals before. We watched the Tigers on the positive side. We watched the Twins on the negative side. As long as we have three wildcard teams, organizations can make an argument that if they're within 6-7 games the wild card in late July with the deadline on the 31st, that they should stay. Do you think this is a different year? Is this a year, not the periphery names, but let's talk about the two main guns in the bullpen and even Joe Ryan. What is the scenario where Derek Falvey would say yes to a deal involving Duran, Jax, and Ryan? Guys he has under control. He has what? The reliever's under control for two more years. How long does he have Joe under control for? Is that next year?
Yeah, a year and a half. Yeah, Joe's a year early.
Yep.
So they've got 2.5 with Duran and Jax, and then Ryan's a year under that. So, yeah, Ryan is under team control through 2027. And the other guys, I think, are through 28, if yep. memory serves.
What's the scenario? How big of an offering does a team have to provide Derek for him to say yes on that type of transaction? Do you believe?
I don't think – I was trying to make this point because we got – before the Twins made some late noise, and I don't know if you're still watching, we played this quote, you know, from Rocco's pregame media session about where he's at right now
yep.
and the feeling in the clubhouse. I know it was on the later side. But the point that I was trying to make coming out of that, I don't think I did a good job of it, is the Dodgers for many years have been lauded to have maybe the best farm system in baseball. Well, I looked it up yesterday, and 7 of their top 10 prospects are either – right currently, and this is MLB.com. Some of this is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Other
yep.
websites may have it differently. But MLB.com, 7 of their top 10 are either in rookie ball or A-ball.
Yeah.
Whereas the Tigers, 7 of their top 10 guys are either double-A or triple-A. And to me, and this is so much easier for me to say from
yeah.
where the seat that I'm in,
right.
that if you're going to put, when you have Buxton and you have Correa and you have Pablo and you have these guys signed, if you're going to make big trades for guys that are team control, I'm not talking about Castros and Baders and Columbus
yeah.
and impending free agents, I don't think you can look at it being like, okay, we're going to make these moves because in 3 years, you know, we'll see what we have. That's why I'm like, if you're going to trade with the Dodgers and you're going to get, you know, two of their top 10, but you have a guy that's 18 years old and a guy that's 19 years old and they're both at A ball, I'm like, that's a tough sell. It's a really hard sell.
Including Derek. Derek's not just the baseball operations head. He's the business
yeah.
head. And you know
yeah,
the statement that would send
side.
In this
yes.
town, right?
Yes. And I remember, and I think we brought this up too last night, when the Twins traded Jose Berrios to the Blue Jays,
yeah.
Austin Martin and Simeon Woods Richardson, these guys were pretty far along in their minor league careers, okay? And they were top prospects, but they were knocking on the door at the time of making an impact. So if you're going to trade a Duran, a Jax, or a Joe Ryan, what have you, I think it's hard to sell that if you're getting prospects back. Forget, yeah, you probably want big league talent too, but if you're just getting prospect capital and those guys are 2 or 3 years away, that's going to be hard to sell. I think that's going to be tougher to sell. So I look at it at this way right now is I could see the Twins, you know, make some moves here, and I don't think the season's over. But if they do trade, you know, 2, 3, all those guys, I mean, the Jaxes, the Ryans,
mm-hmm.
the Ryans and Durans, I think you have to take an honest look. Okay, then this season it's obviously not going to happen, and you're looking ahead. But how far ahead are you looking? Are you looking ahead to 2026, 2027? You know, the uncertainty of baseball in 2027. I mean, there's a lot of variables that are in the air right now. So I'd be surprised. I just would be if, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if Bader, and again, the impending free agents, that if they go, that makes some sense. That I get it. But I would think they'd have to be really blown away, especially Joe Ryan. I mean, Joe Ryan's
yeah.
a top 10 pitcher in the game. I
right.
mean, if the season hasn't gone well, I get it. But, you know, next year, if you have Ryan, you have Pablo, you have a 1 and a 2. That's really good. That's a good foundation. That's a good foundation. You have them. And now let's see if we can just, you know, keep them healthy and start there and try to fortify the pitching. But, man, the Twins for a long time didn't have a – they barely had a 1, let alone
yeah.
a 1 out of 2.
Right.
They've got a 1 and they've got a 2, and sometimes they're flip-flopped. That's a pretty good duo to have. So I would be careful just to say, okay, we're going to get a lot back for him because you don't know what you're going to get.
Last thing, typical off day in L.A., when I mean, your window's short because you're prepping for the game. But if it's mid-morning, early afternoon before you're on the bus, what do you like to do out there?
Yeah, off days here, I normally like doing things on the water. Joe Ryan's actually convinced me to take a surf lesson. I did that
really?
A couple years ago at Huntington Beach. Yeah,
wow.
I was out there in a wetsuit at like 6:37 in the morning. That was fun. So I did that. And
you
then
have pretty good balance then.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't great. I mean, I did it a bunch, but you're supposed to. But I like trying stuff, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never longboard surf before. I paddleboard, and I've done some wake surfing, but I've never done longboard. So I did a lesson out there one morning. That was fun. Then I had a great, great breakfast burrito there on the beach. That was
so
my
good.
Kind of morning. And so,
yeah.
That was a good morning. And then another off day I had, I went to La Jolla, so closer to San Diego, and I did one of those the La Jolla caves, and you take a kayak tour.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You take a kayak tour kind of in the ocean, and you just go and you see, you know, this amazing scenery, and then you jump in the ocean at the end, and you got all this wildlife around you. That was pretty, dolphins all over the place. That was pretty neat. So if I have an off day in L.A., I normally am out early in the morning and doing something on the water.
Great call. Thank you, man. I know you had to adjust your schedule. I appreciate it greatly. I'll be watching you guys tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Chad.
He's the best. Corey Provis, right here on W.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CCO. I saw a little bit of this. I didn't see much, but I saw maybe two or three of the conversations. Mehdi Hasan, well-known political commentator, certainly left of center, recently had an event where he said he would debate 20 far-right conservatives. They were all surrounding him. And I don't know how long he went with each individual. I just happened to see, I don't know, maybe three of the clips. And I did see this one, this individual who was calling himself Connor. Where among the things he said, quite frankly, if Trump is anti-constitution, good, his belief in autocracies, quoting a Nazi theorist, praising a Spanish dictator. I think you can say I'm a fascist. Yes, I am. Didn't want to debate fascists. Pressed him on whether he was a fan of Nazis, the persecution of Jewish people. He was very evasive in that way. Well, his company found out about it. They fired him. They fired so-called Connor. He launched a fundraiser claiming he'd been subsequently fired and wanted to raise an emergency fund while he sought work. The first 24 hours, he exceeded his target of $15,000, raised over $18,000. If you want to look for it, Josh, you can. You can just punch it in. So is this cancel culture? If someone goes on a visible platform, not suggesting Mehdi Hasan is Fox News or it's on CBS, but he has a powerful and loyal following, and it was picked up a lot because here you have a liberal. And again, like I said earlier, you don't have to agree with the policy. I hope you don't, and still admire someone's intelligence. He's a very smart man. I don't agree with plenty of his positions, by the way. But he's a highly intelligent person, just like if you're a liberal, you can say so-and-so conservative, think his views are bizarre, but he's eloquent, articulate, or she or he, and savvy, and has a great skill communicating. Is this cancel culture, if this person becomes very, very visible, and the company lets him, in this case him, it could be her also, if all of a sudden, I would say this, if your business gets tied to the person and you have decided, oh no, I'm allowed to make a decision and I don't want someone who's backing fascists, backing anti-constitution, quoting Nazi theorists, and unwilling to condemn the murder of 6 million people. Clearly, they're in their right to do that. I would say more often than not, when it's a very visible person, that's a different situation. When it's this guy, and until this brief viral moment, 99.99% of the person never heard of him. If he's telling the truth and he did lose his job, I would think the company initially might say, let's see what happens. The world is going to turn upside down in the next 15 minutes, and Connor, or whatever his real name is, might vanish. I'm personally not going to be the one to protest, though, if the business says, hey, we're going to make judgments multiple ways. And the truth is, let's just be honest, if this person is brilliant, extraordinarily successful at what he does, the business isn't going to treat him the same way as someone else. It's a little bit like we were talking a little bit with Jason about the astronomer CEO and everything that happened at the Coldplay concert. If that person is just with the company and isn't as visible, but it's really, really good, and the story goes away, they're not firing the person for the affair. They're not. They're firing the person for the affair because it became extraordinarily well-known. I'm not sure this was going to become extraordinarily well-known. Now, I'm not sure I believe a word that he was fired, but Josh, you found the GoFundMe. Where are we at on money raised?
Well, it's actually the Give, Send, Go. We're familiar okay. with that one as well.
Right.
28,845 is what we're currently at. Yep.
paid for a fight.
Yep.
I'm guessing most of the people who are donating kind of agree with his views. I'm not sure everybody is just a pure free speech, no matter what, you get to say whatever you want, and your business has to sit there, because that isn't the truth. Where we draw the lines and who draws the lines, it's circumstance to circumstance. Like I said, I would have probably taken the temperature myself and is this going to go away? And it's going to depend, too, what kind of relationship I have with the person. But it, the default now too much is, especially if you agree with someone, if you agree with their politics, if it's a political issue or some other position, and they get fired, oh, it's cancel culture. But if someone who doesn't agree with you, oh, it's right. Because we're just frauds in that area. If you're the bosses for this company, are you firing this person? Is this cancel culture? Or are you like, hey, guess what? A business gets to do what they want to do. What do you want to say? We'll read some of your texts when we come back after weather, and then we'll get to Jamie Yuccas. We'll chat with Jamie like we normally do Tuesdays, right around this time. Twins, we gave away the Twins tickets already. Jason will have more Twins tickets when he takes you home, 3 to 6 here on CC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jamie's here. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. She's a big Dodger fan. I mean, the Twins are out there, but I think it was a couple weeks ago, Josh, where she said, on this show, the Twins are dead to me. I've buried all my Twins pennants,
yeah,
uniforms. Go Dodger Blue. Do I have that right?
Yep, absolutely, 100% correct. Couldn't be more more accurate. Great journalism there. Fact-checking at its finest.
Fake news. Will you be trying to get over to Dodger Stadium either of these games out where the Twins are out there?
So I'm sad to say, my work colleagues actually went. We did a big group thing this past weekend, and I saw the Brewers beat the Dodgers. The Brew Crew, I guess, as they say. But I'll not be making it this week.
See, Josh, another example how she's abandoned Minnesota.
Dead to us.
I mean, honestly, made it for the Brewers, not Minnesota. It hurts. Okay, I was talking about this story before.
Actually, I'd like to point out that I was begging you and Jason Derosier to help me get Twins tickets when I'm in town with friends from Boston who actually want to see the Twins stadium and would root for our team. No one's coming through for me.
Well, so the final text was, I believe, Jason saying he was going to check on the suite. That's how I read that text. I think if we go back to the text,
I'm on your show every single week, and Jason's the one that's going to help me out. I think I'm doing the wrong show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, talk to Jason, right? I mean, you'll come back. I mean, crawling. I mean, we know that. Okay, I will. I still have that text chain. So I talked about this before. Mehdi Hasan is a well-known liberal progressive commentator. And recently, Jamie, he had on 20 individuals who he dubbed far-right conservatives. Among the individuals was a person that identified himself as Connor. And among the things he said, if Trump was anti-constitution, good. Autocracy's good. He quoted a Nazi political theorist, praised him, praised the Spanish dictator, wouldn't really specifically condemn the Jews and the murder of 6 million the Nazis killing 6 million Jews. Then he's saying now that his work has fired him on a site called Give Send Go. He's reaching out for financial help, and Josh just looked it up. He's raised $28,000. $28,000. Where is the balance for Jamie Ukas? Cancel culture versus a business saying, guess what? We also were brought into this. We're allowed to make judgments on character and productivity, and we've decided enough is enough because we don't align ourselves with any of your views.
Sorry, I'm not following exactly. So what? Who is this person? Give me the name.
So he's just a person who identified himself as Connor. Mehdi Hasan is a well-known liberal commentator. He wanted to have a debate with 20 who he dubbed far-right conservatives. This individual then said, fascist, if Trump is anti-constitution, good. He quoted a Nazi theorist. He praised a dictator and wouldn't really specifically condemn the Nazis killing Jews. So he's now saying that his job fired him. So he's now trying to raise money. And this Give, Send, Go, he's had $28,000 given to him. So for me, a lot of this comes down to, Jamie, where if someone agrees with somebody's views and they get fired, people go, well, that's cancel culture. Then when they don't agree with them, you're like, hey, business has every right to do it. My feeling was, look, I find his words disgusting. Let me be clear. I find his words disgusting. If I thought he was a very good employee, it would also depend on the personal relationship and the professional relationship I have with him. And I would see if the story is going to die down quickly. You know, part of the reason why the astronomer CEO and the other lady were in trouble is it became so visible. It became so tied to the company. I don't know if I would have automatically fired the person in this case, even though I find the words just disgusting.
Well, I think that's what the reason I'm confusing things too. And the astronomer thing, we could get into a whole discussion about how awful the internet is, as well as how awful these people are. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that look, companies are allowed to get rid of employees for a number of various reasons,
mm-hmm.
but But employees also have a number of protections depending on what state you work in and where you work and how that. So, you know, again, like you said, I think personally, I think the, you know, what he's saying is awful, but I don't know. Like, does the company have the right to terminate him just for a thought process ideology? I don't know anymore. I think we've gotten so, like, the pendulum has swung so far where, you know, like, people were being scolded for how they were speaking about certain things that they had spoken about for years and years and years, mm-hmm. and didn't really fully understand just like 5 years ago after the murder of George Floyd. I think there's a lot of white people confused about some of the terminology and things, and you either educated yourself on it to gather understanding or you didn't.
Can I give you another example? There was a lot of pushback on COVID too, right? There were a lot of things that I believed in scientifically, and people push back on, and I might have pushed back on them, where in hindsight, maybe I was too strong on some points. Not all, because some people, everything was right. No, but some of the folks were making some points where some of us in the consensus might have been condemning them too strongly.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look back at, like, I now, you know, I understand why parents didn't want their kids out of school for as long as they were, mm-hmm. you know, and I see the repercussions of some of that now. Like, I just, but sometimes you just don't know what you don't know, you know, like, mm-hmm. and that, but we've become this society of like everything in life is black or white. And that's not how we're supposed to be living. Like, the world is very gray.
Yeah, it is incredibly gray. And more often than not, I want to say, let's not worry about the slippery slope. Let's take these cases case by case. But then you nailed it in your first answer. There are laws. There are states with certain legal ramifications that maybe California has this and Texas has this. I mean, another point I want to say is I think there's some people in our country and really abroad who feel like once I leave work, I can say anything and everything.
Yeah,
that's not true. That's just been folly for a long time.
Well, I think it's even more so now with the internet, which is what I was going back to with my point with Astronomer.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, if that hadn't circulated the internet within like a couple of hours to millions of people across the world, like if it had just been one of those things that maybe like 5 or 10 years ago, like it was funny in Boston because that's where it happened, and like they got scolded by their, you know, by the company, or they did have their, you know, employment looked at because of what happened. But it used to be like you shamed people publicly, you know, in your small community, like you shunned them at church, or you didn't talk mm-hmm. to them at the grocery store, or you talked behind their back, or you gossiped. Now it's like instantaneously transgression is on the internet for everyone to see
forever,
in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And forever and forever and ever and ever and ever. And as I said yesterday on our show, these two people, first of all, I think with cheating, I think it, like, if you're going to cheat, just be honest with your partner. Like, I'm not happy. I'm looking at, you know, other people as a potential better people. Like, we either need to fix this if we want to, or I want to go be with somebody else. Like, just be honest about it.
That's a better way, for sure.
Don't go behind other people's backs. And then, you know, these people have kids, and how does this look to the kids? And I do feel sorry for their families because, oh my goodness. But if you dive into like psychology, 80% of men cheat because they say they're not being physically fulfilled. 80% of women cheat because they say they're not being emotionally fulfilled. Now, could we just like maybe tap into like the reasons behind that and work things out with our partner versus going and having an affair for everybody to see all across the world? Probably.
Yeah. Well, I said this, and Jason's walking up. I said this yesterday to him. If this does happen 10 years ago, and I'm not saying we didn't have social media, I'm not saying we had didn't have a gossip element, but the power of the social media part is just different. Jason, just chime in a little bit. Like, now here's a text. Okay. If someone cheats on their wife, husband, then it's easy for them to cheat in other things. Can never be trusted if you step out on your spouse. Jason, you go first. If someone, and by the way, there are millions and millions of people who are cheating on their partner right now. I'm not saying it's okay, but that is happening. To you, Jason, does that mean that they are very comfortable and they're cheating in other aspects of life?
No, I mean, I think most people are comfortable in cheating in many aspects of life. I don't know. I think we get a real thrill out of judging other people because it makes us feel good about ourselves. And we can also be honest about like what a lot of the reaction to all of this was. It was fun. It was fun. It's fun to dunk on people you don't know. They're
especially,
just strangers.
Like I said, just the powerful.
It was fun.
What That's do you want to say, Jamie, about this text?
I don't know that it's... Wait, what was the text? I forgot. I'm like having major brain fog today.
Are you with us? Are you? If someone...
I'd just like to say I'm in perimenopause. It's, brain fog is a very real thing, so thanks so much for attacking women.
Yeah. You should be ashamed of
yourself,
Chad.
That's what I did. I think I said all women.
How about a little empathy for perimenopause?
Yeah, when I go to the perimenopause empathy card, you know what I think of first? Jason. Yeah. I mean, really, it's really who everybody thinks of. The texter's basic point is we got to go in like 90 seconds. If someone cheats on their spouse, I don't trust them. Yeah. They're going to cheat in all aspects of life.
I'm with Jason. I don't think that's... I think people can make justifications for cheating on a partner because we become victims, right? Like, or we become the martyr. Like, well, this person did this to me. That person did... And so it's okay for me to cheat because they were terrible versus like other things where, you know... Or if you cheat on your taxes, like
that's fine. That's fine. You can do that.
It's encouraged.
Yeah. It's encouraged. We call it creative accounting in my house. We don't call it cheating.
And right now I'm getting a phone call like repeatedly on my cell phone from some folks who really want to help me with tax resolution.
Oh.
Yeah. Very legit.
You should take them up on it.
Yeah.
You should take them up on it.
I just gave them my credit card today and
Smart.
Said, you know, do whatever you have to do. Seemed like the right thing to do. All right. We got to go.
Bye.
See ya. Jamie with us. We'll lean into Jason's show in moments on CCO. You just mentioned a topic that you're a master at. We won't address that on air. Other areas of your life where you have deemed yourself a master. Changing opinions.
Very good at
changing. On your radio show, you are a, you know how to go? Maestro.
Thank you.
You know, same area, but even higher.
Thank you. I have very strong opinions that may be different tomorrow. That's why you got to keep listening.
Or 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
You don't know. Different audience.
Mix it up.
Right. Let's see. In the tech world, they call it A-B testing. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
A-B testing.
Here's another one. I want to get your reaction.
Sure.
A texter during Ask Adam Anything said, this segment could be very powerful. Wait for that. And then said, but it's sad. Which one of those is more outrageous? Oof. That this segment of Ask Adam Anything could be powerful, but in reality it's sad.
It's actually just sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I mean that's what's going to sit with you, right? Yeah. Not the
powerful.
That's amazing.
Dan.
What was he
You were a part of it. It was once it could have been
What was he doing? I was listening to part of it what did Adam do that was so sad?
What didn't Adam do?
I think it was more my questions, maybe. I don't know.
Was it about him, like, abandoning his wife on her birthday weekend to go watch fish?
Yeah.
I think it was just chafing.
I thought that was nice.
Chafing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear the chafing part. I had a lot going on today.
Yeah, what time are we out, by the way, Joe?
50-50.
50? Oh, bonus. What did you have going on? You're dressed kind of like me, more casually here.
It's like, I don't know, I'm wearing...
Wait a second, you're wearing the t-shirt, I assume shorts.
This is like a t-shirt and linen pants and loafers.
Yeah.
I'm trying like a high-low.
I think you're confused.
Too confused?
I think you're very confused.
Might be.
I like the shirt, though.
I worked out.
What was the workout today?
Right at the Minneapolis Club. Today I did a little cardio.
What is a workout at the Minneapolis Club? They bring you a moist towel? I mean...
No, what they... I'm not going to say. They have a gym. It's a gym.
You wash and wash your car?
Joe Tamburino and I are up there.
Okay.
You know.
I didn't realize my father had come back here. Joe Tamburino and I, you know...
I also see a number of Minneapolis City Council members in there, but you can guess which ones I don't see in there.
Yeah,
pretty easy to draw that line.
Yeah, I think we got that. Opening segment? Should we tease it or you want to save it?
Rip your boss. Are you into it or not?
Yeah. Did you see the story with the boss when the bosses should talk?
Yeah.
I meant to get to that because that's a good one. All right, we need to stop talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.